The internet done got messy today. The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
The one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, and that's
I was
good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, depending on where you are in the world. And welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
I wish all the black people were as smart as Hotep Jesus. And I wish all the white people were as smart as Hotep Jesus. And I wish all the Hispanics were as smart as Hotep Jesus. Because that guy, he really gets it. He knows how to boil it down.
How's the audio sound? I'm just testing the sounds here. Can you hear this?
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, I fixed it. I fixed it. How does the audio sound? One in the chat if the audio sounds crispier than ever. One in the chat if the audio sounds crispier than ever. Let me know how we sounding, y'all. It's a grifty report today. It's a very grifty report. Very, very grifty report. I'm sounding good. No clipping. The audio's not clipping. Audio sounds good. Wonderful. Wonderful. Real quick, we got a big announcement came out today. Big, big announcement came out today. SuperDAP AI. It's inching closer. It's inching closer. Okay. I've been telling you guys about this piece of software coming soon. Here we have a tweet from SuperDAP AI, the brainchild of the geniuses over at Syscoin. And they say, discover a world of possibilities with SuperDAP, your gateway to the future of AI. Don't miss the pre-registration airdrop. Sign up early and guarantee Sys and Super to fuel your journey. Register now at superdap.ai and enjoy our brand new website. So they're doing a drop. Some of you guys don't know what an airdrop is, but basically it's free tokens, right? And get you started. It's going to drop you some tokens, which, you know, can be swapped with other cryptocurrencies. Without saying it's free money, if that makes sense. So yeah, make sure you go to superdap.ai, go sign up. If you want to get bumped up the list a lot faster, hit that link in the description box below. To join our Telegram group. Sounding impeccable? Nice. We're back, baby. We are back. That shit was bothering me. I couldn't speak. I just couldn't formulate my thoughts while I was so concerned with the audio. So I apologize for the last two episodes, but it looks like we're back. Where do we start? Fresh and fit, got a baby mama. Charlie Kirk got everybody up in arms. Let's start here. Let's start with a everything sounds good. Thank you, Jack. I was tweaking it. I spent some time tweaking it today, and I basically erased a noise gate and put a new noise gate on and went to YouTube and followed some tutorial, some 2-minute tutorial, and told me how to fix my shiznit. All right, so I want to start with a continuation of yesterday's episode. We did an experiment yesterday, okay? And, you know, we set out some bait. We were fishing. We were doing some fishing yesterday. And, it appears as though we caught a fish. Let me see if we can. Did he erase it? Tell me he didn't erase it. Hold on, because Goldstein replied to him, so I have to go to Goldstein to see. Here, hold on, I'm almost here. All right, found it. Boom, got it. All right, let's put this up on the screen. So yesterday we laid out some bait. And it said, you know, we did an experiment. It was, you know, you wanted to see how people react to certain things because, you know, people on the internet don't know how to mind their business. And they always got to give their opinion, right? And yesterday I also tweeted out, I said, you know, can you be on social media and not give your opinion to everything? So I said yesterday, as an experiment, as a black man with U.S. citizenship, I do recognize that I am African. And during yesterday's stream, we didn't catch much fish, and Strong Dad said, give it some time. And Strong Dad was right. Guess who we caught in our fishnet? Elijah Schaefer.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
And he responds with deep. D-E-E-P. Deep. We got him. We got him, y'all. This is Goldstein's favorite account. Thanks for working through the audio, HJ. Some content creators take it personal. Oh, no doubt, man. Now, I want the best experience possible. So if you guys, like, I listen to the comments. I see the comments, and people make comments, and I try to tweak the product around what you guys say to make the show better. So, you know, I work for you guys. There's a goal up there, $44. You guys paid me. I work for you. You're my boss. So I'm always going to listen to you, especially when it has to do with bringing you the best product. So thank you for bringing that to my awareness. I was aware of it. I didn't know what was going on, but we have resolved that. Now, Elijah Schaefer is, well, he's crying. April 4th, 9:37 a.m. My mother, he says, who is fluent in Spanish, as I am, and spent her days improving marriages of minority individuals in L.A., is now being memed by the black community to mock her. She wasn't political and a famous author who built up minority communities. This is why I feel the way I do. These people are animals. Nothing is sacred to them, and they should be treated as such. And then you see some memes here. They put his mom's face next to E.T. They put his mom's face on the end of the blunt. And this was, and he responds here, literal filth. They deserve suffering, often at their own hands, is what he says here. So, yeah, you know, it calls black people animals and, you know, traditional rage bait stuff. So, you know, I don't think he can play victim here. Yeah, if you rage bait, you got to take what comes with that. All right. Enough of the bullshit. Let's go to some more other bullshit. We got some small brain shit to cover today. And then we're going to get to some big brain shit. I got some big brain shit in the bag for you today. Where should we start? Hold on. And we got a history lesson. Well, let's go back. Let's cover this rage bait really fast. And Anthony Kumia says, thank you, Black Twitter. And you can see here his impressions since he's discovered the tactic of rage baiting off of race or race baiting. Impressions are up 51%, profile visits up 87%, link clicks up 225%, new followers up 25%, replies up 40%. So this gentleman here, Black Capitalist, says stop directly quoting that Anthony Kumia guy. He's just rage farming. And, you know, we've talked about this. You know, this is the trend online is to use black folks to get paid in Elon bucks. And this is, you know, what I told people. I said, you know, when you start paying people on social media, it's a bad idea. You're going to lower the quality of content. And now here we are. Anyway, let's move on. We have a lot to cover today, and I want to move quickly. Next up, we have Daily Wire. Now, a few months back, I took a picture in the gym, okay, a gymnasium, and I think it was Duke Lucas. He said, well, let's see your jumper, right, testing my black card, And, you know, I shot a jumper, a couple of jumpers on film for him and posted it to online. And it sparked a lot of challenges. We had Owen Schroyer from InfoWars challenge us to some basketball sparring. We had Anomaly say he want to get some of this work. And now Ben Shapiro and fam have posted a video of Ben's jump shot. What do you guys think? How do you rate Ben's jump shot? And Ben, oh, this is Ben and, well, that's Ben's jump shot. And I think the other one is Dave Rubin. Yeah, Dave Rubin. How do you guys rate these guys' jump shots? From 1 star to 5 stars, or 1 to 5, 5 being great jump shot, 1 being trash. You know, how do you rate Ben's? Because, you know, Rubin's doesn't look too bad, but Ben's jump shot looks a little suspect. Looks a little suspect, I gotta say. Five out of 10 says Metastep. Lord have mercy. Hey, Ben, Daily Wire, let us know. Owen Schroyer said he's willing to team up with me to 2-on-2 versus Ruben and Ben Shapiro here. I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's get it. 2v2, InfoWars and Hotep Nation versus Daily Wire, the Battle of the Middle East. This is how wars need to be settled, okay? Chessboard, basketball, it's got to be a decathlon. He got his lifts in his loafers. Jay said, DW tried to steal the grifties years ago. Now here he goes with the B-ball. Hey, listen, I didn't say it. You said it. You said they're trying to steal our ideas. Listen, I didn't say it. Oh, man, yo. Shout out to Daily Wire and the producers that watch the show. We appreciate you for grifting off of us and keeping us relevant. You guys are amazing. Amazing. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Just hit me up. I'll put together like a program for y'all. We could a branding package or something, man. We can make it happen, man. Just hit me up. You don't gotta jack us, you know? All right. How messy y'all want to get? We about to get messy today. All right. Let's get messy before we get into Charlie Kirk. Yeah, let's get messy first. Fresh and fit. Front and center gentlemen. Oh, my God. Woo. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been a rift. A rift torn open. In the Red Pill community, we got some baby mama drama. Hold on, let's make sure we pull all of this video into the screen for all of its glory. I want to make sure everybody can see the video as we listen to it, although there's not much there to be had. But I do want you to see this beautiful Asian woman on our screen here, who apparently is an IG model or of some sort. Jabari said, fresh and washed. Fresh and Fit podcast host Fresh gets exposed after a call gets leaked where he is asking his girl for an abortion. Let's go to the tape.
What? I want the baby because I don't want to kill the baby. I don't want to kill nobody. I don't want to.
You're not. They just give you a pill and it's over.
No.
Oh, shit. I'm not going to be able to get through this shit. I'm not going to be able to get through this. Her accent strong as shit. See, remember I told y'all when you get you an Asian chick, get you a real, real Asian chick. I forgot to leave out, don't get you an Asian chick emulating these American IG models. You need an Asian chick that, you know, when she leave the house, she got on a kung fu outfit. You know what I'm saying? Like traditional Asian, right? You know, not these new age Asians. We have to make a clear distinction. You know, like look at how she's dressed. This is not how we want our Asian women to be dressed. We want them to come out the house, you know, with the kimono and shit. You know, the traditional kimono with the big ass bow in the back and the motherfucking wooden sandals and shit. Like, this is what we want. We want traditional Asian women. This is not it. What Strong Dad say? He said, Ben told you about these lame niggas. Damn, Strong Dad. All right, let's go back to the tape.
No, I'm pregnant.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The pill, they just give it to you from a doctor and then you're good.
I am pregnant. I can't pretending like nothing happened. I can't. In my religion, we don't kill.
You're not killing. Okay.
Somebody's dying. And you get the pill, something's dying. There is definitely some killing going on, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, chopsticks in her hair. You feel me?
I want to keep the baby.
Okay. Well, like I said, I just don't want any kids. No.
Okay, so what you gonna do? And what you gonna do to me?
Bento box in her back pocket. Now, she tried to set him up right there. Listen to this, right? She tried to set him up.
Like I said, I just don't want any kids. No.
Okay, so what you gonna do? And what you gonna do to me?
Now, I don't know if she tried to bait him or she just, that's her broken English kicking in. I don't know. But it appears like she was trying to bait him into saying something incriminating while she recorded him. And we're going to talk about that in a second. Let's go back.
Nothing. Well, why did I do anything to you?
Nothing.
Yeah, it sounds like bait. Nothing. This, remember the video we played with that migrant lady outside that dude's door? Looked like she had a knife in her hand. She said, I like you. I have warm sleep. Warm, wet, ushy-gushy. Remember that? That's what she sound like. Imagine your chick recording phone calls. We're going to talk about it.
Why did I do anything to you?
No, I know. So, like, how are you going to deal with this? By saying, I don't want a baby? That's all?
I mean, I can go to the doctor, I guess.
The doctor. So you want an abortion?
I mean, yeah. Why do you want a kid now?
And why do you make me pregnant now?
That's what I'm like. There's no way that's true. But then I said, oh, wow. Like.
So just think about it. It's meant to be. God wants you to have the baby.
Definitely not.
God wants you to have this baby. Definitely not. Oh, man. This is not how you handle this, Fresh. This is not how you handle this, bro.
Yes, God wants you to have a baby. 7 years never happened. And then you're fucking me for a month. And I'm pregnant. What does that mean?
Well,
like, I just think about it. If you force me to kill the baby, then you're a sin.
Well, we already sinned by having sex.
That's true. That's true. Y'all already passed the threshold of sinning. Y'all definitely both sinning.
But it's too late now, you know? But honestly,
we got more. I got more clips. She appeared on a podcast last night, apparently, and we're going to go to that clip in just a second. I just want to talk about how There's a couple of problems here. First of all, why is she recording? Like, I know we're going to get on Fresh, but damn. Like, you know you picked you know you made a bad pick when Shorty is recording you. When Shorty is recording your conversation. This is messed up. This is messed up. And then it leaks online? She posted online? I mean, she's trying to take dude down. That's not smart. Listen, if you're gonna be pregnant by a dude and you know you're looking for child support and all of that, you don't want to hurt his livelihood. Keep it on the hush hush. Take him to court, get his child support, and you know, get your money, sis. But if you take down Fresh, there's no Fresh and Fit, and now you broke with a broke nigga and his baby. It's not a good look. Now Fresh. You wasn't pulling out. Oh, man, I know that Asian coochie was too good. You couldn't pull out. You got to pull out, bruh. Fellas, let me tell you something, okay? There are two steps to pulling out, okay? Step one is pulling out, okay? Step two is releasing into your hand, okay? Releasing into your hand. Don't let it fall. Know what? You got to catch it with your hand because she will, and you might pull out and she might grab some of them drops and try to put it inside of her. So you got to make sure you get every last drop in your hand and you go to the bathroom with that in your hand. Do not trust her alone. You know what I'm saying? You bust on her stomach or her back. Don't trust her. If you bust on her back, scoop that whole thing up in your hand. Take that with you to the bathroom. Don't leave a single drop around her unattended. Okay? You got to bring your kids with you to the bathroom. Okay? This nigga don't know how to pull out. Next. Matter of fact, before we go to the next point, we have to go to Exhibit B. We have to go to Exhibit B. So she appeared on this podcast last night. Her name's Daisy, I guess.
Well, Bjorn, I'll start thinking of
someone just made an account named Daisy. This is going to be a troll, right? This has to be a troll.
It probably is going to be a troll.
Guys, this has to be a troll. How about being a troll right now?
I'm looking at 10 out of 10. That's okay. That'd be good for
the clip. How do I verify this at all? Dude, Pickle, did you figure out a way to verify this at all, or am I just dragging this person in randomly?
So she's about to join the podcast.
Beforehand?
In a second.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to move her in. I don't know what to do, guys. So we'll just see. This is going to be spiritual, okay? She chatted to her Instagram. I realize it's her Instagram, bro, but that's crazy. Okay,
Tari said, I thought they died touching air. Listen, fuck this science. You better be safe than sorry. Better to be safe than sorry, okay?
Hi.
Daisy?
Okay, here she is. Here's Daisy. Let's put it back on normal speed and let's listen.
Yes. Hi. Hi,
Daisy.
How's it going?
She doing a podcast? Oh, man.
Owen?
I'm kind of sick,
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't know if you know anything about us, but we were just tuning into your sort of stuff going on with Fresh. Last we saw, you kind of posted some of that phone call. Have you posted any more of that phone call yet?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because it's like a 37 minutes phone call, and I don't want to post it, though.
Okay, just for the sake of clarity here, let me ask.
Another thing, fellas. The pregnancy talk got to be in person. Okay? I'm gonna give y'all some help here, all right? Shorty hit you with the text, the phone call about pregnancy. The only response is, I'm on my way over. I'll see you at 5 o'clock, right? You head over to her house, and in your hand are spa passes. You got to come with the spa passes. Okay? You get there, you say, hey, baby, I heard that, you know, you're pregnant with our child. Before we even talk about this, I just want to make sure that you're feeling well. I got you some spa passes. We're going to go to the spa tomorrow. Okay? You go to the spa, you let her have a spa day. And then whatever shenanigans you want to pull, you pull after the spa day. You never want a woman in her wrong mind trying to make decisions. You don't want to piss off a pregnant woman, especially not no IG thought. You get her the spa passes. You make her feel relaxed, and then you have the conversation afterwards, okay? Because a lot of these women fear, said, take it to Six Flags. Come on, yo. They fear abandonment. They fear you're going to walk out, right? They fear you're not going to, you know, man up to your duties. So you have to at least pretend, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's go back. Ooh. I don't have experience in this, by the way. I have no experience in this, by the way.
What's your best case scenario in this situation? What are we hoping for here? Are we hoping that he kind of turns around and maybe
I don't expect him to come around because I don't need this man in my life. Mm-hmm. And I knew he's a trash. So
wait a second. If you knew he was trash, why was you with him?
Oh, why? The reason why I'm posting this is because I want everybody to know that he is a liar and he's a cheater.
The exposal.
Maybe he's a scammer. As how he behaved right now on the show after I posted everything. He's making a joke about it. Like,
well, he said he didn't have any money, right? He said he didn't have any money. He wouldn't be able to get any money. So where did all his money go?
I don't care about the money. The thing is, I want him to behave like a man. Like, he didn't even offer me to, like, oh, baby, if you don't want to, like.
First of all, her griff is trash. Her griff game is trash because why'd you do this little shitty podcast? You should have waited and did, went on a whatever podcast. You know, Tim Pool, The Griff Report. You should have got the whole sit down, Shay Shay, Club Shay Shay, something. Should have got the sit down interview. You know, to really get the grift off. But anyway,
like, you know, we're not together. You don't want the baby.
Wait till Abba and Preach get a hold of this. I'm gonna have to search and see if they did anything.
Help you, you know, take you to the hospital, you know, taking care of the medical stuff.
Just step up overall, yeah.
Nothing.
So it sounds like she was open to, it sounds like she was open to an abortion there. That's what that sounds like. All right, let's see. I'm going to change the filters on this search. Hold on. Let's go this week and see. Okay, Abba and Preach have not. They probably working on that video right now. Lord Jesus. All right, let's go back.
That, you know, that's the reason why I got pissed.
Okay.
And I'm an adult. I can accept the breakup. But the thing is, we planned for this baby and he knew it.
Fellas, you gotta be careful with the breakups too, man. You can't just be shitting on bitches. Women are very vindictive and vengeful. So you gotta go easy. You know, if you're gonna break up with a chick, it gotta come with flowers and a spa date. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
That stupid. I'm not 18. Yeah, he knew it.
So she said it was planning the baby. Let's see.
We always been talking about the baby. Since day one, he asked me, what if you get pregnant? I told him directly I would keep this baby because I am in love with you. And I don't, like, I've never get pregnant before.
Yeah.
So if I'm pregnant, I'm definitely going to keep the baby.
And that's like 100% you've decided that you are keeping this baby regardless of what he does?
I told him that this is what he noticed. He know the information from me, and he asked me many times, like, oh, and he told me many times, you're going to be the baby's mother, you know, you don't, because I smoke vape. He always take my vape away. He's like, oh, I want you.
Oh, no, she's a vapor? She's a vapor? Fellas, that's a huge red flag. Never date a chick that vapes. Never date a chick that vapes. It's a huge red flag. Vapes are toxic. It's better off she's smoking cigarettes. Like, let's just go all the way here. Why are we dealing in this man-made vape trash? Bitch, get a pack of Newports.
I want you to be healthy. You're going to be my baby's mother. You know, what if you get pregnant? And even a week ago when I was at his house, he was like, oh, I don't want to rent an apartment anymore.
Damn, this was a week ago?
I want to buy the house instead because, like, it's better for us for the future. And what if you get pregnant? he keeps saying that every day to me. So that means admitted it.
See, this is what you got to be. She said he says it every day to me. You see, this the issue is sometimes when you speak things, you bring them into existence. Thoughts become things. So you got to be careful.
Well, you also said that he introduced you to like his mom and his whole family, right? When you guys went to Barbados?
His entire family.
Damn, he introduced you to the fam at Barbados?
Spoke for 2 months when I was in China. We were in a long-distance relationship.
He was in a long-distance relationship? That bitch was in China? Damn, it was in love.
And then he decided to take me to Barbados, and I asked him, what's the purpose for the visit? He said, because he wants to show me his family, like where he grew up. And also,
he was in love.
He wants to take the Barbados passport because he want to travel to China. Because for Barbados passport, he doesn't need a visa. So how can I not trusting like all of these? You know, he did like making efforts. Like
congratulations, Daisy, mm-hmm. on
your for me, it was sense. Like everything was pretty like real for me.
Yeah,
Jay, it sounds like, it does sound like he was faking a future with her. Yeah, it does sound like that. And he got caught up. Yeah, you know, I'll take care of you and the baby. And then that motherfucking text came through, said I'm pregnant. All of a sudden, shit got real. He came to his senses. Pussy wasn't that good.
Yeah, when did you start to sense things were off with him?
About a week ago, he told me he decided not to rent the apartment. As he promised, the reason why I want my own space is because I knew he wanted to see other girls, and his job, because of what he does, obviously he's going to like deal with other women, associate with other women, which is fine for me. We had an agreement, you know, on that. And I know all men, you know, to become successful, they wouldn't want to be with just one woman. And I told him, as long as I'm the man, that's fine with me. Just use
what? Hold up. She said he could have other women and she was fine with that. Bro, just be a dad, yo. Just be a dad. What more can you ask for? You got you a little Asian IG baddie with fake tits, and she said you could have other women. This is the American dream. Just be a dad and have your concubines on the side. She said you could. This is why I love Asian women. Asian women understand. They understand what men going through. All these coochie thoners, we can't say no to all of it. I'm fresh and fit. You know how many hoes I see every day? Didn't you see my Lamborghini parked outside? Damn, how you messed this up? This is crazy. This is crazy. How you messed this up? Asian shorty told you could have another woman and you still treating her like... I'd be like, well, then shit, bitch, I might as well keep your ass around. And if I could have other women, what the fuck we breaking up for? It's not like you breaking up to go have a wife to marry somebody else. What the fuck you breaking up with her for? It's got to be something else to this story. Something's missing. Something's missing. We need Fresh inside of the story. I'm about to call Fresh right now. I'm about to call Fresh right now. Hold on. He not going to pick up, though. Let's see. I'm about to call Fresh right now. He might cuss me out. He looking at his phone like, hell no, I ain't picking this shit up. It's Hotep Jesus.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, come on, Fresh. Pick up the phone, nigga. Pick up the phone. Anyway.
Protection. Don't bring me disease.
Don't bring me disease.
And he agrees with that. And then he told me he doesn't want to rent the apartment, and then he started telling me, oh, he needs space. He said his Instagram is down, and he said maybe he cannot take care of me.
when he's not even like taking care of me. Like, I literally did my own stuff, you know?
Okay, let's say tomorrow, right? He, after saying all of this, after making the jokes on the show and everything, let's say he turns around and he's like, hey, you know what? I kind of behave like a dick and douchebag. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to step up. Would you kind of let him, or is that bridge kind of already burned? Is that, like, gone, that opportunity?
No, it's gone. It's gone.
It's gone.
All right. Enough of the fucking Wendy Williams shit. All right. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I want to hear his side of the story before we jump to any conclusions, but... the lesson here, because, you know, we talk about intersexual dynamics on this show. It's a must have. You know, we run Men of Order. You know what I'm saying? We help men balance out their testosterone levels with our Apex product. So we help men in these areas. Let me tell you something, man. This goes for girlfriends, wives, you name it. Okay. And a lot of this depends on personality types, too, but because some women don't work like this. You've got to be gentle with women. You've got to be gentle. When, you know, there's an argument, disagreement, or anything like that, breakup, you can't just talk to her like you would talk to a man. You just got to be gentle. You got to treat women with care. And when you don't treat women with care, they're going to make you regret the fact that you did not. That's what this comes down to. If you're a woman and you date fresh and frit type, you are responsible for your own downfall. Damn. She high maintenance? She might be. She kind of looks like it, right? Damn, this is absolutely insane. Would it save you a lot of money if you was nicer? Yeah, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. Well, best of luck to Fresh and all of his endeavors. I gotta say, it looks like to me that at this juncture, your best bet is to just be a dad. And be with this woman. You know, you chose her. You put these concepts in her mind of, you know, getting her an apartment. Then you reneged. That's another thing, too, fellas. If you say you're going to do something, you got to do it. Whether it's doing women, men, business, personal, whatever. If you say you're going to do something, you got to do it. That's just man law. You know, somewhere in the man law book, it says do what you say you're going to do. Right. So when you pull out and renege on a woman, you know, she loses a ton of respect for you. All people lose respect for men that don't do what they say they're going to do. Thank you, Jonah. He said my Rocky quote got refunded. Wow. Yeah, it happens. I think that the fact that this Asian woman literally told him, you can have other women. I know you're going to do you. Why break up with her? If you can have your cake and eat it too, why are you throwing away the cake? I don't know. Maybe she did something. Maybe he caught her stealing. Or that's what I'm saying. We have to give Fresh the benefit of the doubt. I know Strong Dad doesn't agree. We got to give him the benefit of the doubt and find out, you know, his side of this story. Okay. Now, let's go to our feature presentation today before we get into some big brain stuff. Charlie Kirk. Has set the internet on fire once again. He is a rage bait genius. Although I gotta give him some bail. You know, I really feel like this is a Q&A section and somebody asked him a question and he tried to respond, but maybe his response was not politically correct. Let's go to the tape.
We basically told a great generation of young women, don't get married, don't have kids, go get a corporate job. And it's created mass political hysteria.
So far, he's cooking. He needs to read my book. Yeah, go get my book, Unbreakable Rules of Masculinity, on HotepJesus.com.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Go get my book now. It'll save you a lot of time and money and headache.
And then in their early 30s, they get really upset because they say, you know, the boys don't want to date me anymore because they're not at their prime. And people get mad when I say that. Well, it's just true. If you're in your early 30s, I'm sorry. It's like you're not as attractive in the dating pool as you were in the early 20s. But again, you have your corporate job in cats, so I thought, you know, we basically told.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Prime. Prime. When is a woman's prime? You know, I got to be honest with you. I got to be honest with my perception. Because for me, a woman's prime is somewhere between the ages of 25 and 45. This is my range, okay? I've seen some fucking fine-ass 50-year-old women, too. You ever seen a fine-ass 50-year-old woman? Yeah, I know I got a thing for older women. Anyway, so prime is very much subject to the individual. And I understand he's talking about the whole, but you look at some women when they're 25 and you look at them when they're 30 or 35 or 40, they're making better decisions in their 40s. And some of them look better than they doing when they're 25. I know some women at 25, you're like, ugh, they turn 40, they hit the gym, they start eating correctly. Because you know what happens, girls go to college and they put on the freshman 15. For some of them, it's the freshman 50, and they blow up and they get really big. And then they smarten up and then they lose that weight. And then now their new prime is actually like somewhere between the ages of 30 and 40. But I get what he's saying, right? Like, I guess physical attractiveness is probably somewhere in the college years is what many people say. And I don't know if I can disagree with that or not. To me, it's about where your mind is. And anybody like below the age of like 32 is a complete moron to me. Okay. So like, I couldn't see myself dating somebody seriously that had just left college. They would just piss me off. Okay. You know, they always say, oh, I'm mature for my age. No, the fuck you're not. You haven't lived life long enough to understand what the fuck a hotep is about.
Oh, this is a real hotep, brother.
We on some other shit. Okay. So, you know, there's physical prime and then there's a mental prime. And unless you can, I guess, you know, help develop her mind, which, you know, to me is a waste of time. You got to come with your mind right already. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be fucking training up motherfuckers and grooming motherfuckers. I ain't got time for that shit. Okay. Either you're on the same page as me or you're fucking not. Okay. Either you're hotep or you're not. Either you get it or you don't. But anyway, he received backlash for this. Now, I don't know if the backlash is deserved or not, but let's take a look. Okay. And maybe it's just ill-timed. Maybe this comment is just ill-timed. But Ashley St. Clair. Ashley St. Clair, a Grifty nominee, by the way. She says, a lot of conservative men just really hate women, to be honest. Damn. Now, I've said this in the past. I said it seems like, you know, the way some of these men talk. And I didn't talk about conservative. I was talking about more like the red pill community. I'm like, yo, do y'all even like girls the way y'all be talking? It's kind of weird. She says the inverse of liberal women who hate men are conservative men who hate women. Both deny the existence of themselves. Interesting thought. Interesting thought. No argument there. No argument there. Sunny Johnson chimes into the conversation. Sunny Johnson here. She says, so your conservative men are going with checks notes. Women over 30 are undesirable and birth control makes women Democrats. They are following the Pearl Lady right off a political cliff. Damn. Got my sounds back working. I feel like I'm back in my prime now. Got my sounds working and shit. My commentary is back. Hold on, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything in regard to this topic. Here's what I'll say in regards to this topic, because There's two things, right? So number one, grifters will grift any lane that seems lucrative. In the red pill community, the manosphere relationship has exploded over the past couple of years and has proven to be lucrative, as you saw from the Fresh and Fit podcast to the Whatever podcast and whatever else is out there. But relationships podcasts do very well in the commentary. So grifters are going to grift a lane, any lane that is appears to have some revenue involved, right? Second thing, sitting back thinking about it's election year, right? Obviously. And what was the question we asked ourselves over the past couple of years, or especially last year? What trick are the liberals going to pull out of their hat? What rabbit is going to come out of the hat during election year that is going to help them, you know, try to make the race close? And the fact of the matter is, there is no rabbit. The right has chosen to implode. They have chosen cannibalism. They're falling apart at the seams. They've taken on wokeness. We got the woke right. Now they're having gender wars. That was gender wars. Men don't like women. Women don't like men. That was falling apart at the seams. It's election year. Y'all got to pull yourselves together, man. We got a race, and y'all are just distracted all over the place. What is going on here? Why? Do better. Jack Reed said, I got my favorite show back. Yes, you did, Jack. You're the man, bro, for making this possible. You are the man for fixing the audio. Just absolutely, absolutely amazing. All right. Enough of the bullshit. It's time to enrich your minds. We're going to start off with Johnson & Johnson. Another Hotez been told you moment. We don't fuck with Johnson & Johnson products, but here we go. Cancer causing forever chemicals found in Band-Aids where they can get directly into the blood through open wounds. Apparently there's some cancer causing shit here. Chief Nerd says bandages from some of the most well-reputed brands, including Band-Aid and Cure-Aid, contain dangerous levels of forever chemicals, a shock report shows. So I think the best way to deal with a cut is go out and get you some gauze and some athletic tape, I think they call it, or medical tape. Gauze and medical tape. You don't buy the Band-Aid. Get some gauze and some medical tape. Make your own Band-Aid. This is the way, okay? And you're going to soak your gauze in hydrogen peroxide, right? Kill all the, you know, bacteria, whatever. Testing by a leading watchdog found the chemical fluorine in 24 different bandages that can be found in millions of medicine cabinets across the country. Dr. Linda Birnbaum, the toxicologist and former head of the National Toxicology Program, who co-led the lab testing, said the fact that risky chemicals come in direct contact with open wounds was troubling. PFAS chemicals can easily enter the bloodstream after a person drinks water or eats food laced with them. Once the bloodstream, PFAS can lodge themselves within healthy tissue where it begin to damage the immune system, the liver, the kidneys, and other organs. Damn. So we throwing out Band-Aids in the trash. It just is what it is. We're just damn. Chess.com is down. Oh, shit. Chess.com is down. It is candidates day. So the candidates
on go for them. So Judith, he's doing it.
The candidates is basically where they duke it out to find out who is going to face the world champion. The world champion is Chinese. His name is Deng Liren. So that's happening today. Match started about 20 minutes ago, and I'll be checking back on this because, well, I'm a chess geek. All right, let's go back. Got more big brain shit here for you. More big brain. I got to take care of my people. We got to enrich your mind. It is absolutely imperativo. If that's correct Spanish, probably not, but who cares? Well, I care, but anyway. So let's go back. What else we got in the bag today? Let's go to our history lesson of the day. from President Hotep Dodoos. Now, this is a very interesting story. Very, very just
everybody.
Interesting story. He finds some of the best stories on the internet. Let's put this on your screen and go to the tape.
What's shaking, everybody? President Hotep Dodoos here, and today we're going to be talking about Jeremiah G. Hamilton. Now, Jeremiah's origins are somewhat of a mystery. Some sources claim that Jeremiah was born in Haiti or Cuba or Puerto Rico in 1806, but Jeremiah himself claims that he was born in Virginia. You may be asking why the historical record wouldn't take Jeremiah at his word, and that's because Jeremiah was a known scammer. The introduction to Jeremiah in the historical record was that of counterfeiting Haitian coins in 1828. Jeremiah learned that it only took 2 cents to counterfeit the 10-cent piece. He was found trying to dump the coins into the ocean from a ship. Haiti had a death sentence out for him, so he fled to the United States. Jeremiah would then make millions scamming insurance companies in the 1830s. Jeremiah would receive insurance payouts on merchant ships that would be wrecked under mysterious or controversial circumstances. By 1835,
insurance companies banded together
and chose never to insure any ship in Jeremiah's name. He was given the nickname the Prince of Darkness. Jeremiah, as a stockbroker, was essentially the first hedge fund manager. People would give him money to invest on their behalf, and Jeremiah would take a small percentage as a managing fee. During the Great Fire of 1835, Jeremiah had received $5 million from investors. Mm. When it came to get the money back, Jeremiah denied remembering he received the money and pocketed it for himself. Since the only proof of the transactions were destroyed in the fire, the white investors had no way to get their money back. Hamilton chose to only socialize and do business with white people. It seems Jeremiah went on his way to avoid other black people. At the same time, racist whites still hated Jeremiah and even gave him the nickname Nigger Hamilton. Jeremiah looked at everyone like competition, and he stopped at nothing to beat his competitors. He would even sue for it. He would sue companies that he held shares in and have the courts redistribute the company's assets to the shareholders. Hamilton even went head-to-head with Cornelius Vanderbilt over the control of the Nicaragua Transit Company.
Mm.
Hamilton amassed over $250 million during his lifetime, easily the richest black man in the United States at the time.
Bro. See, all that shit they be talking, oh, the Jews did this, the Jews did that, nigga. We was on top of it too, man. We was doing it too. Master scammer. Shout out to that brother right there. What his nickname is? The Prince of Darkness. The Prince of Darkness. That's crazy, yo. So, you know, shout out to all my scammers out there. Stop scamming, but shout out to all my scammers out there. But he said he went head to head with Vanderbilt. See, this is why these stories are important, because they paint these pictures as if black people just, you know, were slaves and, you know, nobody was winning and, you know, and it's just like there had to be some room for rights. If he gonna go head to head in the courts with Vanderbilt and win cases and getting, you know, equity turned over to shareholders, like, this brother was a scamming genius. JR said that story not real. You sure it's not real? How you know it's not real? Anyway, his name is Jeremiah G. Hamilton. You know, maybe Hamilton's not his name, but they said he named him after Alexander Hamilton, because Alexander Hamilton was the original scammer. The original scammer. So that's your Hotep history lesson of the day, or of the week, I should say, because I think it comes weekly with those. Make sure y'all follow Hotep Dodoos for your history lessons over on Twitter. All right, what else we got in the bag today? Something just appeared back in the bag that's not supposed to be there. A bunch of stuff actually just appeared that aren't supposed to be there, which is making it harder. All right, so I'll have to search for it. So check this out. In the world of CBDCs, right? Watch this. I want to show y'all something. Right here. So check this out. Watcher Guru says, Justin, Ripple to launch stablecoin pegged to the U.S. dollar. Wendy O chimes in. She says, what if Ripple stablecoin is the global CBDC? And I said, it is. This is bigger news than bigger news than people may expect. And I'm going to show you why. Actually, I'm going to allow you to follow my journey as I dig into the search results here. So we're going to type in Ripple CBDC, and you'll see shit right on their website. I posted videos about, you know, from their own mouth talking about, you know, CBDCs. They publish it right on their YouTube channel. It says right here, Ripple.com, central bank digital currency, CBDC platform, right? And then let's go to news, and I'll show you some of the news articles. Ripple issues white paper on CBDCs, reiterates belief in their potential. Ripple in talks with over a dozen governments for CBDC development. Now, I was on a podcast with civil rights Carl many moons ago, and he asked me, you know, what are some of my plays? And I said, well, one of my plays is XRP. He asked why, and I said, because it seems to be the closest coin to the establishment. It feels like it's very much an establishment coin. And that was many. That was during the. That was 2017. I said this. This is when the big boom happened, right? The big, the first big Bitcoin crypto boom. So, you know, I was just reading articles and seeing what kind of deals they were doing. And at the time, I saw like they were doing deals with American Express, and I'm like, how do you even find that type of connect? And it's just the deals they were doing. I'm like, yo, these guys got to be connected. So. What's the play? So the play is, how do you install CBDC, right? You're the lizard men, the Illuminati, and you're all in the room. You're trying to figure out how to install a CBDC. And, you know, Rep. Emmer has an anti-CBDC bill. And now there's some confusion because they want to couple it with the stablecoin bill. And my prediction was that they would make the stablecoins a public entity and take control of them. And now with XRP entering the stablecoin arena, that's what it could be. Instead of saying, you know, we're going to establish a stablecoin based around the Federal Reserve, instead, what we'll do is we'll make loophole the stablecoins, the CBDC, and then just bring them under the jurisdiction of the Federal Reserve. Huge loophole. See? And then it's like, well, we didn't establish one. We just simply brought the stablecoin under our jurisdiction and turned it into a CBDC of sorts. So beware. Sam Tripoli and HJ Ben told you. Salute. Shout out to Sam Tripoli. Appreciate you, bro. So, yeah, I think that's the play here. I think that is the play. We'll see. We'll see. I forgot to change our goal today. Our goal is actually $28 for the Super Chat streaming. Super chats from our listeners. But yeah, so look out for that. Look out for stable coins. A wholesale CBDC versus retail CBDC. Yeah. Oh, Fabi's winning. I mean, he's not winning, but he's up, right? Like he's up like a point or two. I'll keep you guys updated here. It's sort of even. He's got a, what did he play? Looks like he played Fabi played the Spanish. Fabi played the Spanish opening. And Hikaru played, what's that? How did he respond? I don't even know what this response is. It's not a King's Indian. Is it a Caro? No, it's not a Caro, I don't think. No, it's not a Caro. Or is it? I don't know. Interesting. So we'll keep you up to date on the scores from the candidates. It's the first time they had the candidates in North America. It's in Canada. I was really upset because I'm like, damn, like, bro, I want to go. I want to be a part. I want to be a part of the festivities. I want to be in the building. I just wanted to be there. They were hanging out last night and they had like a little mini tournament. I was like, why am I not there? I want to be with the chess cool kids. You know, that's one thing, you know, about me. I'm not the type of person that wants to fit in with a crew. You know, it's like, you know, you're not one of the cool kids. And so, you know, you don't want to admit you want to be with the cool kids. I'm admitting I want to be with the cool kids of chess. Like, that is a dream of mine. I want to hang out with the Botez sisters, Nemo, Gotham, Hikaru, James Canty. I want to be down with the chess.com team. I really do. And that's one of my motivations to get my chess score up. So one day I can stream on chess.com or do chess commentary. That is one of my goals. I got to be honest with you. I want to do chess commentary streaming. But I got to get my rating up so they can respect me. If I can hit 2000, they'll respect me. If I don't hit 2000, they're going to be like, shut up, stupid. Anyway, we're going to go to phone lines. Text Hotep and your name to 202-596-5631. I want to hear from my people, see what they say about Fresh and Fit and the rest of the stories we talked about today. Whether you agree, disagree. I know Strong Dad's going to have his choice words. He's going to come in on the phone. I told you. So, yeah, we'll see. I'll be right back after this short, brief text me and let me know you want to get on the phone calls. I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial message.